Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be embarking on an official visit to the United Kingdom tomorrow. During the two-day visit, he will hold discussions with his United Kingdom counterpart, Keir Starmer, and Colon King Charles III. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said Prime Minister Modi will also interact with business leaders of India and the UK. He said this will be Prime Minister Modi's fourth visit to the UK. The Foreign Secretary said this visit will allow both leaders to review the entire gamut of India-UK bilateral relations and discuss ways to strengthen it further. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has remarked that the arrival of the first batch of Apache helicopters of the Indian Army is a significant step towards strengthening India's defence capabilities. The first batch of Apache helicopters arrived in India from United States today. The helicopter is equipped with advanced weapons, sensors and all-weather operational capabilities, significantly boosting the Indian Army's aerial combat strength. Chief Secretary Manish Kumar Gupta chaired the sixth state-level and court meeting in the presence of DGP Anand Mohan, Principal Secretary Home Kaling Taing, representative from Narcotics Control Bureau and others. In a social media post, the CS informed that the meeting deliberated on the ATR of the fifth and court meeting, followed by a discussion on the current drug situation in the state. The meeting also reviewed the monthly district-level and court meetings conducted by deputy commissioners. In the meantime, the CS has directed the deputy commissioners to inspect rehabilitation and de-addiction centres and submit reports. He further urged Narcotics Control Bureau to analyse the district-wise performance. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today announced a significant expansion of medical support for critical care patients under the newly launched Chief Minister Organ Transplant Scheme, CMOTS. Sharing the news in a social media post, Khandu emphasized that under CMOTS, the state government will provide Rs 10 lakh for kidney transplants, Rs 15 lakh for bone marrow transplants and Rs 20 lakh for liver transplants. Deputy Chief Minister Chanaman has extended his greeting on National Flag Adoption Day. In a social media post, the DCM urged to carry forward the ideals it represents, not just in ceremonies, but in our conduct, our service and our dreams for Viksit Bharat. On July 22, 1947, the Constituent Assembly of India had officially adopted the Indian National Flag. In a swift and targeted operation based on credible intelligence, the anti-drug squad led by DSP Tage Talang apprehended an alleged drug peddler from Kungsung village yesterday. The accused was caught with 3.37 grams of suspected heroin. The operation was carried out in the presence of Executive Magistrate Kalin Saro, ensuring complete legal compliance. A case has been registered under the NDPS Act. In a major breakthrough, the Dumporijo police team seized 31 packets of cannabis weighing 302.51 grams from an accused in Dumporijo recently. The raid was conducted under the supervision of SDPO and OC Dumporijo. Accordingly, a case has been registered under NDPS Act and further investigation is underway. The India Meteorological Department has issued a yellow alert for Papumpare, Siang, Lower Siang, Upper Siang and Dibang Valley district in Arunachal Pradesh. IMD has predicted thunderstorms with lightning very likely at isolated places. The Indian Space Research Organization will launch the NISAR Earth Observation Satellite, developed jointly with the American Space Agency NASA on the 30th of this month at 1740 hours from Sriharikota. The NISAR satellite will scan the entire globe every 12 days and provide high-resolution, all-weather, day and night data. It is the first satellite to observe the Earth with a dual-frequency synthetic aperture radar. President Draupadi Murmu today said that dedicating life for the nation and society is the best way to live life. President Murmu said this while addressing the 52nd President Scouts and Guides Awards for the years 2018 to 2021 at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.